One shot short. That's how close the North Okanagan Iron Ghost Construction Reapers were to a fifth Thompson Okanagan Junior Lacrosse League championship, their first since 2018, and their first under their new moniker. The regular season champion Kelowna Kodiaks scored two late goals to force overtime, then got the trophy winner in extra time, defeating the Reapers 14-13 in the league's playoff championship final Sunday, July 20, at the Kamloops Memorial Arena. It's the Kodiaks' first official title. They won an unofficial COVID Cup tournament in their inaugural season in the TOJLL in 2020, in their first time to the title game. The league voted to do away with the traditional best-of-three semifinals and best-of-five final in favor of a round-robin featuring the top four of the five league teams, to be played in one weekend. The top two teams after 2 days of preliminary round play would meet in a one-game, winner-take-all final. Kelowna, the regular season champions, led 5-4 after the first period and 10-7 heading into the final period. The Reapers, who finished fourth in the five-team loop to grab the final postseason spot, scored five goals in a 5-minute-30-second span to take a 13-11 lead with 8 minutes remaining. Goals from Ryder Jelsvik, at 12:15, and Dion Schrader at 14:09, tied the game for the Bears, who got the tournament winner in extra time from Jonah Rampone, on the team's 71st shot of the afternoon. Reapers goalie Riley Lockhurst, who entered the 2025 season coming off being named the league's top goalie, did everything possible to win the honor for a second straight year. He made 174 saves in North Okanagan's four playoff games, average of nearly 44 saves per game, including 57 Sunday against Kelowna. Jelsvik was the only Kodiak player to have multiple goals in the final. He finished with 4 goals and 4 assists. Single markers went to Rampone, Schrader, 3 assists, Liam Odette, 3 as. Arison Jelsvik, Boston Apps, Karsten Disher, Ewan McGregor, 2 helpers, Jamies Dykes, Max Zumbo, and Nathan Thomas. Goalie Ethan Dalkeith finished with 42 saves. Zach Milne paced the Reapers with 5+3. Kian Yargo added 3+2, Zach Casagrande had 2 goals and 3 assists, Aiden Wattie collected 1+4, Colton Colmorgan added 1+2, and Nate Williamson had the other marker. JJ Milne and Cohen Pounder each supplied 2 assists. It was a pretty amazing weekend of lacrosse. Lots of close games, with 2 of them going to sudden death overtime, including the championship game, said Reapers head coach Casey Sheriff. It was great to see the team play as brothers all weekend and get so close. Super heartbreaking that we couldn't quite finish the job. But definitely super proud of them. The future is bright. The Reapers, Kodiaks, and 3-time defending playoff champion and tournament hosts Kamloops Venom, all finished at 2-1 in the round robin. The finalists were determined by a tiebreaker, which sent North Okanagan and Kelowna to the final. North OK began the postseason with a 14-13 overtime win against the third-place South Okanagan Flames, with Yargo scoring the game-winning goal, and Zach Milne forcing overtime with a goal with just 13 seconds left in regulation time. Yargo had 9 points in the game, 5+4, Wattie added 3 goals, and Milne and Colmorgan had 2 each. Lockhurst made 37 saves. After a few hours' break, the Reapers were back on the floor, knocking off the second-place Venom 15-11 behind a 46-save effort from Lockhurst. Milne had 4 goals and 7 points to lead North OK. Yargo and Colmorgan had 3 goals each. Pounder added 2+2 and single markers came from Dustin Jones, Jace Wasselieu, and Jojo Jankowski. The close of the preliminary round Saturday evening saw North Okanagan unable to hold a 6-1 lead after 20 minutes, as they fell 10-8 to Kelowna. The Kodiaks outscored the Reapers 5-1 in the middle frame to trail by a goal heading into the final period. Schrader snapped the 8-8 tie with a goal at 15:11, and Ethan King added a power play score with 51 seconds left. Pounder and Yargo each had 3 goals for North Okanagan. Cal Bonneau and Milne had the other 2. Kelowna started the tournament with a 16-14 loss to Kamloops before rebounding to beat South Okanagan 9-8 and the Reapers. Kamloops defeated South OK 11-10. The Flames were the hard luck playoff team, losing their three games by three total goals. The Kodiaks now advance to the Provincial Junior B Championship, where they will play the winner of the BC Junior B League. The Coquitlam Atanacs lead the New Westminster Salmonbellies 1-0 in the best-of-three final, following an 11-7 road victory in Game 1 Sunday. Game 2 is slated for Coquitlam Tuesday, July 22. Thompson Okanagan Senior Lacrosse League. The regular season champion Kelowna Raiders have added playoff champions to their list of 2025 accomplishments. The Raiders captured the Rokeliff Cup Sunday in Kamloops in convincing, dominating style, obliterating the host Rattlers 22-0 to sweep the best-of-three championship. Kelowna won Game 1 at the Kelowna Memorial Arena Friday, July 18, by a score of 12-2. Regular season scoring champ Andrew Garant had 16 points by himself, scoring 5 times and setting up 11 goals. Josh Yachny paced Kelowna with 8+2, Xander Torres added 4+4, and Justin Charlton also had multiple markers, finishing with 2+6. Mitch Parker, 5 as, Brad Swessera, 3 as, and Evan Helgeson added single goals, while Cody Tykrobe had 4 assists. Goalie Graham Cousins made 30 saves for the trophy-clinching shutout. The Raiders will now look to defend their Provincial Senior C Lacrosse title in Prince George August 8-10.